Nation. Wayne Elliott joining you again from the North Shore of Lake Erie here in Waynefleet, Ontario. And happy that Kevin Smith from Bloomfield, Missouri, on the show with me again. And pleased to be with you. Thank you for listening. And thank you for your support to the Power Mall. Without that, Daniel wouldn't be able to carry on Joyce Riley's tradition and keep providing true information and help in many ways for those of us that need it. Hardly anybody gets through life, Kevin, without needing help from somebody or another or something or another, do they?
Yeah, absolutely not.
I was lucky. I had a lot of people help me in business, I'll tell you. Some great mentors, and I'm not kidding anybody. Without them, I don't know. I don't know what would have happened.
Sometimes you just get lost.
Yeah. Well, I was lost, too, for a while, but and lost in poor health as well. But, yeah, welcome back, folks, and thank you for being with us today. I'm honored to be with you again.
Yeah, same here. And it's another great day in America.
Yeah, what a wild, wild days.
And
you call
Canada.
Me Wild Bill sometimes, Kevin, but I don't know. These days, it's wild.
Boy, it's getting to be the Wild West out there, I'll tell you that. I don't know about in your country, but, man, there's guns all over the place here.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about that. It's, in the news. I did watch a bit of TV news last night, and I was just shocked because they went through a number of cities. They used New York City to start with, saying how well they'd done over the years, over the past 20 years, when New York was a much more dangerous place. And then reported what's just happened recently and with these protests. And it's just shocking numbers, Kevin. They're in Chicago in the month of June. Let me just read this to you. In Chicago in the month of June, there was 424 shootings and 89 shooting deaths, both up by more than 75% or more compared to the same month last year. Now, even 25% of that's some pretty shocking stuff. And I got to ask you, for this is from a Canadian's perspective, Kevin, because much of the other news I'd like to read that Catherine sent along here, involves America's international actions to help protect the rest of us, including us Canadians. And I don't get in America how this could happen. Do you know why, like, the National Guard wouldn't have been called into Chicago and a long
because
time ago with these gangs? Or why is it that this is a problem they can't seem to fix?
Because they got those liberal mayors up there and governors. They don't care. They just, it's all about drugs. It's all about territory. It's all about killing. The people in charge hate the black people, so they don't care what they do, who they kill. It's all about money, drugs, prostitution. And there's this soliloquy in 30 seconds.
Well, oh boy, I'll tell you. It's just, it's hard for me to get my head around, Kevin, and I've heard about the South Chicago for a long time now. I wondered why, America, who can, when it comes to defense and protection, top in the world.
They could shut that down. They could shut that down in a couple of days. Go in there with the National Guard and just completely shut it down. But obviously they don't want to. So obviously somebody's getting paid off. Maybe, I don't know, but somebody's making out a lot of money. So
no surprise, Kevin, what you're saying. Maybe what's happening is no surprise given the fact. This big movement against the police, defunding them, and in some places want to abolish them, and so forth. And I don't know. You tell me. I'm not. I'm grateful for and I love America and my friends there, and I love being there, United States of America. But these two things don't. It doesn't seem to go together.
No.
Using common sense, we got a real problem here.
We certainly do.
I'm not sure, Kevin, and I don't know the figures. Toronto's got much worse in the last 20 years when it's got to be the fourth biggest city in North America because we apparently, I hate going to Toronto, but apparently we have all the gangs there, different nationalities, a lot of foreigners and that are in gangs. And
yeah, they bring in the gangs.
There's lots of shootings there now where there never used to be. There used to be like a few a year, Kevin, and now.
Yeah.
But I just still don't think we have 400 a year in the country. No more than that anyway in Canada. This is Chicago in 1 month.
I know. It's crazy. It's insane, you know. Just follow the money, and you'll find the answer.
I mean,
wherever that lands.
Is this all criminal gangs, in your opinion? Like, who? Who's doing the shooting?
Yeah, the gangs, mostly. Yeah. You're on somebody else's turf? Bam. You're taking one of my customers, bam. You know, they don't mess around. Whoa. They shoot you. You know, and of course when you're shooting out in the street, you know, you get collateral damage. You know, I think a little kid got shot up there a little while ago.
No, absolutely. More than one, Kevin. That was the worst part of the newscast.
Oh, it's horrible.
The pictures of the kids.
I know.
Kids toddlers. I think the
I know.
One was under three, up to a 12-year-old girl, and there was a half a dozen of them on the weekend got killed.
I know. It's insane.
This just wasn't Chicago either. It was in these different violent actions in different cities where stray bullets, I guess, you wouldn't think anybody was intentionally trying to kill a child, but they were in the line of fire somehow and did get killed.
Yeah. So I don't know. If they want to shut it down, they could shut it down. So
that's what I think.
Yeah, absolutely. They got the power to. They got the military. They could do anything they want. But obviously they choose not to for some reason.
Well, in this respect, it goes along with whoever is behind defunding police and trying to minimize the police and blame them for, violence and so forth, brutality.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if there's people that want this to continue to go on, that'd be the way to do it. On top of it, I'll have less police.
Oh, yeah.
But it seems like madness to me, Kevin. You're talking about, you know, lives and innocent, I guess plenty of innocent lives along with it. And, you know, there's some, you know, then you look at some of the international news, what the U.S. is doing. And the one headline I got here, Kevin, is the U.N., the United Nations, claims that President Trump broke the international laws by killing this general, General Soleimani.
Yeah, that's all fake.
Nine other people. And that's a violation of international law, an investigator said, and the U.S. hasn't provided sufficient evidence. I don't know. They probably suspected this guy's responsible for a lot of terrorism.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah. He was the... IUD bomb maker, sophisticated, like the world's best killer. You know, he's killed a lot of Americans, so they had to take him out. So they took him out.
Well, I'll tell you something. Stuff like that, Kevin, being up here in Canada, I don't even own a gun, but that makes me, I feel better with things like that. Why wouldn't America?
Why wouldn't? Yeah.
Why wouldn't America fight back? Why wouldn't they hunt these guys like that Osama bin Laden that they know was responsible for those attacks 20 years ago, 19 years ago in New York and the Pentagon and whatnot? I hope they, you know, one thing I have got confidence. I think both our countries have a good, whatever the special force is that looks after, you know, watches out for terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
I think both our federal police have done a pretty good job. So we better not be defunding these guys that are following these suspects around and watching them. I know that goes on. And to the rest of us, you can't tell one person from another whether they're a terrorist or they got, you know, you can't see what's in a person's mind. So. I'm glad we both got, I think, good federal police on that. But then, you see, here's that article finishes up like this. And to my thinking, my mind, this is bleeding heart liberal thinking. So it finishes by saying the world is at a critical time and possible tipping point when it comes to the use of drones. The Security Council is missing in action. The international community, willingly or not, stands largely silent. Calamand, an independent investigator, told Reuters. Well, maybe the rest of the world, or lots of it, feeling like me, that good, they got another bad guy. It's showing these other bad guys that we're watching, and, you know, somebody's after you. I mean, Iran's, look at all the things they've done, including the hostage crisis years ago with President Carter in charge in the United States. You know, they haven't been friends for a long time. So, you know, here we got to be careful not to, what, not to upset the terrorist-minded guys? Is that
what this is, you know? I say kill the terrorists.
Right.
Just go over there and wipe them out. Then we won't have any trouble.
I think those drones are maybe one of the best things the armed forces, security forces ever had.
They save a lot of American lives. You know, you send a drone in there to take out some people instead of sending a platoon in who could get shot, you know?
Well, even with the cameras, Kevin, to, you know, try and find these terrorist camps and these people they're after. They're just great tools.
Yep.
So I hope they're using lots of them and they don't back off. I mean, we all want privacy, but let's face it, some of this is definitely in the interest of security, and the whole world agrees these people. That's why I think, as this reporter says, you know, internationally they've stayed willingly or not silent. I think that's because they're in favor, Kevin.
Yeah.
You want these people in your country?
No, absolutely not. And we've brought them in by the droves too. You know,
that we did MS, too. MS, we still are, as far as I know.
MS-13 gangs, for years we've been bringing them in. There's supposedly 45,000-50,000 of MS-13 gangs in America. And how'd they get in here? You know?
Yeah. I don't know if we have that gang in Canada or not. I'm not familiar with that name.
Supposedly, they're vicious. You know, when they kill you, they chop you up with a machete. They don't kill you slowly, you know, or burn you.
I'll tell you, Kevin, they're all vicious. If you look at these shooting numbers, these obviously violence is their tool of choice for whatever their laws they're breaking otherwise, selling dope and everything else. And, you know, I don't know why we would take a soft approach. If you wanted your police forces to be tough and even brutal, this is where I'd want them to be, on the brutal acting citizens that are part of these gangs and criminal organizations that are treating everybody else brutally.
I think a couple of years ago they beat some girl in New York. I don't know if it was New York City, the Queens, or Bronx. They beat her to death with a bat, you know? I mean, these people are crazy. They're animals. Animals.
Yeah. A girl, yeah. Then here you go, the Chinese again, Kevin, the ones we want to trust with our jobs.
I wouldn't trust them for nothing.
And all this other stuff that for some reason our grandfathers are rolling around in their graves, I think, what we've done and cooperated with the communist Chinese over. But here you go in Hong Kong. And as soon as China took over, it wasn't too many years before they reneged on the deal that was made for them to take over Hong Kong, democracy and all the rest of it. And it's the protesters there are getting swabbed for DNA, and these are actions that weren't worthy of police attention a little more than a week ago.
I know.
Now can warrant an arrest, a DNA sample, and search of your home.
Absolutely.
In addition to the possibility of jail time.
Yeah.
Sound like communism to you?
Uh-huh, sure does. Facial recognition brought in, so they recognize any social credit score. When a camera goes on you, a little number goes on the top of your head. So when they're keeping on and a watch on you, they'll know your social credit score right instantaneously.
Sure.
It's pretty crazy.
It must not have been too big a protest, because they took, this report says, 10 protesters into custody, 6 men and 4 women, age 15 to 67. Okay, now I'm not sure how violent the 67-year-old was getting, or out of hand he or she was getting.
Uh-huh.
Might have been a 67-year-old woman, this doesn't say. And the 15-year-old, well, boy, there's a real challenge for police to handle a 15-year-old. and yet they've been arrested. And they'll probably just, they were arrested due to acts of inciting or abetting subversion or secession, police said.
Mm.
And at least
that could mean anything.
Well, six of them did have.
Uh-oh. Hello? Am I still on? Okay. I got to get a let's see. MSM forced to admit President Trump is right. Hydroxychloroquine fights COVID. Multiple mainstream media outlets were forced to report on the results of studies showing hydroxychloroquine is actually effective in combating COVID-19. President Trump was touted the drug for months. The Henry Ford study reported COVID patients given hydroxychloroquine were much more likely to die, according to CNN. Is he back?
Yeah, hi, Sir Kevin. Something happened with the telephone.
Let me just
terrorist.
Yeah, must have been. Let me just finish this. I'm right in the middle of a report, and let me just finish this, and then we'll go. The study published in the International Journal of Infectious Disease determined that hydroxychloroquine provided 66% favorable reduction, and hydroxychloroquine with AstraZeneca 71% reduction compared to either treatment. In hospital, mortality was 18.1% with both drugs, 13.5% with just hydroxychloroquine, 21.4% with AstraZeneca alone. Dr. Stephen Quesada, a neurosurgeon with the Henry Ford Health System, also said, our analysts show that using hydroxychloroquine helped save lives. So all that stuff that they were talking about when Trump came out and wanted it, and then the whole world turned against him and said, oh, no, that's all fake. Now Trump has been proven right. So hopefully and I heard the CDC stop giving it out. They stopped making people get prescriptions for it. So hopefully that'll switch around and people can use it and won't get damaged by this virus, you know?
You know what's ironic with that, Kevin? I saw a long report on it, and I watched a medical doctor last night speak on it. And that's an anti-malaria drug.
Yes, it's been around.
Been around for a long, long
60
time.
60 years.
And it's on the WHO's, I forget the proper name, but the must-have list. In other words, they have a stockpile of that they keep for malaria. And you're right, they made such a... You should have heard them up here in Canada with the
comments. Oh, it's
going to
kill you.
And
it's
going
to damage your heart. You're going to die of heart if you take the thing. And it's been around for 60 years, or almost 60 years. Hardly
any. Well, they used it successfully with malaria.
Yeah.
But here's why there was such resistance to it, Kevin. Guess why? It costs less than 50 cents per tablet.
Right, exactly.
Less than a half a dollar a tablet.
Yep.
And there's no money there for anyone.
Yeah, they want the expensive vaccine. That's what they want. They want the expensive vaccine. That's why they wanted to shut down hydroxychloroquine. So hopefully they won't do it.
Yeah. Think of this, too. Bill Gates said some time ago that hopefully a vaccine could be produced for as little as $1,000 per dose.
Jeez.
Okay, now... Here's the thing now with the, with the
chloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine. I get messed up on that.
Hydroxychloroquine at 50 cents a pill.
Yeah.
You don't need a hospital, a nurse, a doctor, or any technician. You just need the proper dosage if that's what you were supposed to take.
Yeah.
And that would be the cost to our system. It'd be 50 cents a tablet times however many tablets we need.
So
it would be great expense, but nothing compared to $1,000 a dose. But here's the other thing, Kevin. You know what's going to be more than $1,000 a dose? Is the hospital that you attend or the doctor's office. the nurse or the doctor that's got to give you the injection. You probably have to be checked up on afterward to see if you're going to be the ones that, one of the ones that kills or makes very sick.
I don't think they care about that.
Gates also estimated that there would be, this was an estimate, of course. I don't know how he's such an expert on these things, but he estimated there should be no more than 700,000 people die
from
the new vaccine.
From the new vaccines. We got to rush it and make it strong, his words, or something like that. We got to make it strong.
So 700. I guess his point is that 700,000 is a small number compared to the 7.8 billion of us in the world. But all I got to say about that is, then what is 500,000 COVID deaths if 700,000 from the supposed cure, or the helper? See, it doesn't add up. None of it does, Kevin.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't add up, and it's all a bunch of malarkey, as far as I'm concerned. You know, right now, I think the last estimate I heard, the kill rate is 0.6. It's a little over 0.5%.
After they scared, they took about, I don't know, 7 to 10 days on the news media's to scare the hell out of everybody with a steady rise in infections.
But none of
that first 10 days till about then did they let doctors on the news to say, well, the mortality rate has dropped dramatically.
It's going down. The infection's going up. I got a thing here if I can find it. Let me follow this up with this. Demonstrators in South Africa Wednesday rallied against COVID-19 test trials being carried out by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Protesters stand in front of the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg, where the test will take place, burned their face masks and carried signs blasting Gates. Choice of South Africa people in the first clinical trials. Gates, we are not, this is what they're just saying. Gates, we are not your rat labs. One side said, Africa is not your playground. No Gates poisoned here. We don't want Gates. We don't want the gates of hell here.
No Gates here. We'll be back after these messages, folks.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Welcome back, folks. Wayne Elliott and Kevin Smith with you again today. Thank you for listening. We've just been talking about all kinds of things, the violence going on in the United States just now, and just hard to believe. I'm really hope. Apparently, President Trump has said that it's not going to go on for much longer. So hopefully, he's got some measures he can put in with the Army guys, the Army people, or the National Guard, or whatever he's got. Whatever you got to do there, because it's not adding up for me, Kevin. Chase, you want to? They've shut darn near shut the country down over one bad incident where a man got killed by a policeman, and look at what's happened since. It's a bit of madness, and you know, it's never been America's way, and it's sure never been my way. To give in to the bad guys. You don't.
Nope, sure hasn't.
None of your presidents ever paid hostage ransoms or anything like that. They never gave in to the bad guys. How can you? It's like getting along with communist China. It's not working out for us.
No. No, absolutely. You cannot give in to threats. Can't do it. But the mayors and the governors, they just let them run wild and destroy their cities and whatever. So,
folks, if you got any comments, please give us a ring. Kevin, I'd love to talk to you, hear from you.
Absolutely.
The number you can call in is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. If you want to call the Power Mall and speak to Jay or Catherine and talk about anything, a product, a book, that number is toll-free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And, of course, online you can see all their great products. You can see past shows and all the rest of it, archives. Great stuff on the website, and that's thepowermall.com. And I know it's wonderful that you support the Power Mall. I know that you trust their products. They've always just had the best of products. And it's wonderful that you do, so that Daniel can keep running this show, and hopefully everybody benefits. If you want any information on the Strauss products, Strauss heart drops or anything else, please call in. But otherwise, you can find out all the information you need at Strauss. That's S-T-R-A-U-S-S, StraussNaturals.com. And yeah, have a look at everything, folks. It's all great stuff. Back to the hydroxychloroquine. At the break, our producer here was just telling us that his good wife has been on the very low dose of the hydroxychloroquine for several years now for rheumatoid arthritis. And he's just telling Kevin and I she's neither suffered any harmful effects. She apparently does go for blood tests. It may be for kidney or liver enzymes. I don't know. But she does do that, which is always wise. And if you're on any of those statin drugs, folks, the cholesterol pills, you go for that blood test that the manufacturer advises you to do. And that's monthly. They're worried about your liver. It partially shutters your liver's function to produce less cholesterol. So you, if you're on the statin drugs, the cholesterol pills, I'm sure not promoting them.
No.
That's for sure.
Get off them as fast as you can.
Yeah, if you can.
If you
can. That's one drug that you can quit without weaning off, and you're just your liver will just be grateful for it. There's no harmful effects of when people do just stop that. Many of the drugs, Kevin, you can't do that with. Some of the heavy blood pressure and heart drugs, you have to be weaned off over a period of time. But the cholesterol, the statin drugs are not among them. They're also the biggest selling drugs in the world.
They are.
Nothing outsells the cholesterol. It's like the
fix-all.
It's an automatic. Any of the folks listening that have had heart issues and been to a doctor, chances are they're on them or been advised to take them. I wouldn't take one, Kevin, for a briefcase full of money.
Me neither.
I would not take one. I'd be afraid to shut my liver right down if something happened to me.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good. I mean, anything that shuts any kind of organ halfway down in your body, that doesn't sound good. I wouldn't take it.
No, especially they're meant to run at full throttle. Full throttle. Just like your blood flow. You're not meant to have 50% blood flow to anywhere in your body. You're meant to have 100%, or the Creator wouldn't have put those veins and vessels, those 60,000 kilometers of veins and vessels in us. It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's the most important function. So, but interesting on that hydroxychloroquine, that they knocked President Trump so badly for suggesting.
Well, they trashed him, too. They trashed him.
Which was crazy because it's been around so long. It's an anti-malaria pill. And as we said, Kevin, I think the crime in it was they're only worth less than 50 cents a pill, so a tablet. So there was no big money in there for anybody.
There was no big money. No vaccine. They wanted that kajillion-dollar vaccine market, you know? They wanted everybody in the world to get a vaccine. What is that, seven billion people at $1,000 a piece? That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you, the effects otherwise are sure, don't think Canada's immune. My hometown, Hamilton, Ontario, the Hammer, it's called, that's their steel mill town. Only got about less than half the steel production it used to have. But anyway, that's our steel town.
At least they got some. They didn't send it all to China.
No. Well, I don't know what happened, but they, our biggest steel company in Canada, they closed years ago. Now they have partial operations. But anyway, Hamilton, his welfare rate, my friend just told me this on the weekend, is that 25% is on welfare. And, boy, first of all, I had no idea. And secondly, because there are other people that are costing the system that are, I'm not judging here, I'm just saying that there are other people on permanent medical disabilities and mental health disabilities and so forth.
You take care of the people who need it.
That's right. So, but that 25%, Kevin, I got a pencil out for a few minutes this morning, and I tell you, the rest of the people working, they can't, it doesn't add up. They can't pay for that.
No.
And so we just go into a deeper and deeper hole.
Yeah, what's your debt, national debt?
Yeah, and then, of course, our leader gave everybody $500 a week, and there was no proof or anything needed, so That's killed the entire part-time workforce. None of the restaurants, health stores, or anybody that's managed to keep working can't get their part-time help because the people are making a lot more money by staying home, and no word when that's over with. And the prime minister said he was going to keep it going after Corona to fill in any holes. So I don't know what the heck that means. And
well, what's your...
it just means that I guess if you say you're scared or you're that'd do it, really. You're scared, you're stressed, you can't bring yourself to go outside or get a job, then I guess you keep getting it. I don't know.
What's your national debt up there?
It's, I believe it's very close to yours per person, per capita.
Uh-huh.
Now, one excuse we have is that we have a country that's as big or bigger in land mass, but it's not all developed, Kevin. You know,
no, you got wilderness up there.
That's right, and ice and snow way up there, but 10% of the people. So we still do have, you know, a highway that goes all the way across and rail lines and that. But here's the thing. We, you know, when you look at the U.S. Defense Department and where you guys are and have soldiers and our and equipment stationed around the world and ready to go, and your Navy, you know, mm-hmm. we scrapped our Navy. There isn't too much of it left. And
well, at least you made some money.
Yeah, thank God we got to do some extra work. That's right. So what I'm saying is you can see what's happened here. We've gone more socialist in the last, it's now 50 years since Trudeau Sr. was our prime minister, 1968. Since then, we've gone more socialist and more, he sold my parents' generation on deferred taxation. Hey, take the money now, leave the bill for the kids.
Yeah,
and we haven't done anything any different. The last prime minister we had that balanced, two of them that balanced the budget, then that doesn't mean we repaid anybody. It just means we stopped losing. They both didn't make it in the next election. That was their crime, balancing the budget. So we threw them out. And this fellow, young Trudeau, he got in on the, his campaign pledge was, this was the campaign main theme, Kevin, keep the deficits rolling.
Keep the good times going.
Yeah. It's a weird pledge, though. You mean you're not even going to try?
No.
You know, you're just going to intentionally.
We're
going
to be long gone when you have to pay the piper.
Well, yeah, sure, he may be, but geez, he's got children himself. I mean, it's just not smart to. That's not how our grandfathers did it.
No,
to hell with
heck
the kids
no.
and grandkids.
No.
So, you know, it's that kind of stuff sickening to me, Kevin. And, you know, we've been talking some. We even had the grief counselor on a few weeks ago, Catherine Howard, talking about grief and all the different types and the relationship to anxiety and often sleep problems. And, you know, this new, of course, the way the media, they're not so much paying, they're kind of absent the death numbers because there's so many fewer people dying. It's younger people getting it, I guess, from the beaches and wherever. I mean, if it's only like the flu to them, some people don't even know they have it, Kevin. They get tested and find out then they have it.
Yes, in my opinion, those tests, a lot of them are tainted. They come up positive, false positives, so that, you know. And especially, they got a new way of testing, I mean, of adding now. Ron Paul in Texas, COVID spikes are fake. Because in Texas now, if you have COVID, you know, somebody has COVID and it's they come out positive, well, they count 15 people as they, you know, because they, you know, they know that they're going to run into 15 people. If that one person is COVID positive, they count 15 people for that one person. That's why the COVID, infections are going nuts in America is because of that crazy way they count them, you know? Nuts.
I'm going to tell you, Kevin, I wasn't, I was worried about infections rising because, again, we've gone against nature, all right? If you don't, I guess if a person doesn't believe nature has both everything perfect, and that it is in charge. It is the true power. I mean, that could be your higher power, but I'm just saying that Mother Nature, we know we can't beat it. We know we can't beat her. We know we can't duplicate her. No two pine trees alike, no two giraffes, so forth. That's where we get our strength and our biodiversity. And yet with this pandemic, we are fighting. We're trying to defy nature, in my opinion. And we could have done a much better job with the people who should have been obviously at higher risk, Kevin. If you're old and you have a serious ailment, well, come on. You're in the higher risk category for influenza B, for a common cold, certainly for pneumonia, you know. So that was a no-brainer. And in our country, we should have done a better job with the seniors' residences and the hospitals right from the start. And but what it really says to me, regardless, and I don't believe the numbers either, Kevin, but what it says to me is that if so many people didn't know it until they got tested and were told they had it, well, just how serious is this for most people? I'm not trying to downplay the death. If you don't even know you had it because you got no symptoms, Kevin, either we've got some real supermen and women with incredible immune systems, or this will definitely hurt you and may kill you if you have something else seriously wrong with you.
Yeah, so, you know, supposedly we had 125,000 people die over it, and think about half of them were like 80 years old or over, and they were in a nursing home. So that tells you a lot. And I just found
What the average national age is, Kevin. It may have gone up a little bit, but a couple of years ago it was 74 years old for men, 75 for women. That's the average.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Can you, it makes you wonder if you're trying to be relative about this, do you even count the over 80 year olds?
They do. They probably count them twice, too.
Yeah, yeah. So you see what I mean, though, how it skews things. And, of course, everybody's afraid for their elderly parents, and I get that. I really think we messed this up, and the media's been the biggest evil to us with fear. Because with fear, we're not able to think too good for ourselves, really. Our common sense escapes us. And here in Canada, I don't think there's a large amount of our population, I think, that's never going to feel safe enough. I really starting to get that.
They've done a great job of making everybody feel unsafe. Absolutely.
I think when they get this vaccine, there'll be people lining up
around the thing. I was just talking to my buddy yesterday. We used to wrestle together. He was a tough guy, you know, tough guy.
Yeah.
And he's going, well, do you wear your mask, Kev? I say, no. He goes, I do. I wear it everywhere I go. I'm not going to catch, you know, I'm old. I'm not going to catch that and die. And then I told him, you know, it's all fake there. and he goes, no, it's not fake. No, it's not fake. So.
I don't think it's fake. There's no question there's a virus, Kevin. But
of course there is.
It's just a matter of, I still say from all the figures I heard up until a few days ago when the death dropped dramatically, the doctors were saying, that if you compare it to the worst, they give you a range on the WHO and the CDC for how many deaths per year in the world with influenza B, the usual flu. And sometimes it's worse than other times. So the range was 295,000 people on the low end, 650,000 people dead on the high end. And I'm not sure, but I don't think they've reached the 650,000 worldwide yet even, have they?
I don't think so.
So that's all I'm saying is I just can't believe it justifies some of these actions.
No, to shut down the whole world over less than 1% kill rate is insane. They want to destroy everything and then take
over. Well, it sure worked here in North America, Kevin, because
sure
some
did.
Of the commodities from steel, scrap steel, metals are dropping at a pretty fast pace. And it's, it reminds me of, I was in the metal business for the recession in the early 70s, 80s, and 90s. And the 70s seemed the toughest to me. It was went on for about 3 years, and just you started to get used to it, thinking, well, it's never going to get better. This is it. But tough, tough times, and it was. And I think this is going to be far worse because of all this. It's something else. So many people now, Kevin, are going to work from home. That's happening here too in a big way, big way. Where clerical and office and administrative type workers, accounting, can seem to be able to work from home with the technology. So when you look downfield on that one, okay, well, we're maybe going to not need so many big buildings in our downtown. That's okay. But they'll need less cars, consume less fuel.
That's right.
And the ones that aren't working and don't get their jobs back, they're not going to be able to buy new refrigerators or stoves or cars, Kevin. And I think we're going to see that coming up in the sales figures for our industries. And until we somehow turn it right around to where it was and beyond, I don't think we're in that great a shape, Kevin. Retailers were really hurting for years now. First it was the Walmart, big box stores.
All over the place.
And then Amazon came in and mopped up the rest. And now this was the kill shot. And,
I think it is. It's the kill shot so the big corporations can take over everything. You know, get rid of all the mom and pops or a lot of the mom and pops. Now you can't go out and buy, you know, at your local place. Oh, you just go to Amazon and get your stuff. So they're having windfall profits now, you know. And hopefully,
they can't even handle it. They've stopped guaranteeing the 1-2 day delivery. They're just too busy.
It's too busy.
Explain to me how that's safer. Okay, so you don't leave your home. But I wonder how many people's hands touch the product, touch the packaging.
Yeah.
How many trucks or airplanes or whatever was the package in? And what was the guy doing last that hands it to you at your front door?
Yeah, he could have rheumatic fever. Who knows what he's got, you know?
That's right. That's right. There's other things other than corona that are,
dangerous.
Contagious.
Yeah.
Well, and contagious too, you know. We can't be as safe as we would like to be. It's not possible. You open a restaurant, Kevin, the waiter or waitress isn't just going to wait on one table.
No.
So even if they're dressed in hazmat gear, they're going from table to table. You might as well be sitting at the table next to the other people.
All they need to do is put up a sign, come in at your own risk, and open everything. Open everything up. For the people that want to come in, they come in. For the people that want to stay home, stay home. They have no right, at least in America, they have no constitutional right to deny people to come in there. They have not.
You're right. Back to my very original point on this, Kevin. Nature's way to make us immune is by going through it.
Right.
That's the natural way. And listen, yes, there may be people killed, but, you know, Gates has already said
he's going to kill 700,000
killed.
Yeah, he's going to kill 700,000. Well,
so,
isn't that special?
If you're elderly and you have a serious ailment, then absolutely. Who could blame you for not going into a restaurant, not going in anywhere where you could be exposed? I get that. I get that for sure.
Yeah, but if you want to
really
go into it.
Do we expect our young people to be satisfied staying in the house and not doing anything anymore? No,
they should be out and working. Bring back the jobs. And at least we have Trump in office. He took care of a lot of regulations, so... You know, they're going to be able to open up a lot easier than before. So,
and
especially
you know,
our jobs have gone up.
The people don't want to take those risks, Kevin. Don't have to.
Don't have to. Let them stay home.
They can stay home.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. You don't want to wear a mask? Don't wear a mask. I don't wear a mask.
You know what I heard? I got it secondhand from the news from our administrator that, and this is a few days old, this news, Kevin, but. Of the workers that were called back in phase two, I don't know if this was Ontario or all of Canada, so I can't tell you that, but of the workers that were called back, 80% refused to come back.
Well, now, if you're getting $500 a week, cash money, I could see why they wouldn't be coming back.
Well, and some of them, at least some of them, I think lots, had the extra incentive of, hey, I don't feel safe. I'm not doing it.
It's a big incentive to stay home.
So you know what the hell's going to happen here?
I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen. You know,
I don't know either, or when.
The powers that be are trying to destroy America. They're trying to destroy it, brick by brick. They wanted to tear it down. But America has to. America's standing up. America's going to stand up, and we're going to win. We're going to beat these people.
I like that city manager in Ohio, just 30 miles or so from Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me get that up here. It was, I thought it was good. No, I've missed it here. But anyway, I'm trying to think of the name of the small city of 4,500. He declared his city, this was the city manager, as a statuary-free state, and that he's welcoming any of the many statues, and he mentions previous presidents. And
yeah, it's a sanctuary.
I can't find that right now.
A sanctuary state.
And he'll welcome all these statues, and they'll put them up there. And I thought, God bless that man. He's
got absolutely.
Courage to start with, doing the right thing. We'll be back after the break, folks. Thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.